show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. This is your coach, Lalisa J. Williams. Well, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my God, this is the day. This is the day, the day, the day. Many of you have come here today because you know what I mean. That's right. The big suspense, it is on now, and I'm just loving some of your guesses, okay? Things like, did I quit my full-time job? Things like a new book. All the guesses were rolling in, they were rolling in, but none of them could match what is exactly my big, big secret. Yes, my big surprise, my big announcement about to be made, not just yet. Hang in there. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's coming. It's coming. Not quite here yet. A few other suggestions for the big surprise. Somebody wanted to know, and they guessed, and they thought maybe that the big suggestion was a new television show. That was good. That was a good guess. If I had to give out a prize for that guess, I could certainly come up with a prize or two. There were a few other guesses along the way, but no, it's not a TV show, and no, it's not my new book. That's not a big announcement. I've already talked about my new book. So what is my big announcement? Well, I got to keep you in suspense just a little while longer. But it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I promise you, it is coming. It is coming. Let's see. a few people thought possibly a new book. A couple of people thought starting a new TV show. Okay. Well, no, we already started a new TV show, the Lalisa Show. Not that I couldn't come out with a new TV show, but I want to get a few more people an opportunity to guess. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Mr. Paul Cariazzi, Mr. Paul, did you put your guess in? He said he just learned to click the show name to get in. So I'll be on time from now on. All right, Mr. Paul, you are right on time. You missed my suspenseful introductory music, so I'm going to play it again just for you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm loving that music. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Guest 3610. Now, remember, you can sign in to get yourself a Blog Talk Radio page, much like Facebook and Twitter and things of that nature. And therefore, you can also send messages in the chat room. You can chat with other people in the chat room, network with individuals that are near and far. Now let me move over to the switchboard for a second. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my good, dear, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friends and people that are tuned into the show. The suspense is mounting. I'm telling you, my big announcement, it's so big. It is so huge. I am so excited about it that I got to give you just a few more guesses. So if any of you want to call in and make a guess, you can call in on 347-945-7991, and you can find out, and you can throw your guess into the ring. I'm still working on a prize for the person who gets it before I announce it. I'm still working on getting a really, 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 really nice gift. Oh, I think you'll get the T-shirt that says, "Release Your Power." And then on the back it'll say, "I am who I am." So anyway, get your copy. Yes, you can get that T-shirt. I think that'll be our big, 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 big gift for those of you who guess it, guess it, guess it. Now, Mr. Paul, type into the chat room what your guess was. I don't remember what you did. Send me something via Facebook. Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, that's the way to go. Get yourself on Facebook. Stay tuned. Keep up with everything that's going on. Good morning, Miss Patricia Martin. Miss Patricia Martin is also helping me with some scheduling. You know, I'm having scheduling issues. I got about 10 people just waiting to come on the show, but my schedule is not permitting me to make those calls and set those up. I really need a very detailed, oriented person who can stick with that, because you got to get those guests on. They are waiting, and I don't want to lose them. So Miss Patricia Martin has agreed to help me get the individual scheduled. So if you know anyone that would like to be a guest on the show to tell us about their empowerment, life, motivating, inspiring story, please have them call me. Oh, by the way, remember Miss Terry, y'all. You can't forget Terry Clay. She was on last Monday. Awesome, powerful, 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 dynamic, motivator, inspirator. She is bad to the bone. She's coming back on possibly this Friday, if not next Friday. Also, I will be connecting back with Melissa Braywith. You know her, 8 Steps to the New You. We'll try to get her on. And now that I was on, let me tell you, y'all remember the Mother Love Show? Well, I was on her show yesterday. How exciting that was, and a lot of fun. I can see why they call her the Mother Love. She is a lovely woman, and she's out in California. She's in L.A. She's on L.A. Talk Radio, and eventually she will have that interview up, and she knows how to ask those questions. So I'm going to be listening to her show more often, getting my radio show host cues from her. And any of you new radio show hosts, you might want to tune in to the Mother Love Show. I hear she's been around for a long time. She's an actress. She's been in various sitcoms. She had her own TV show for a while. I learned from my good friend Tina. Good morning, Tina. And good morning to my dear, dear, dearest friend that I recently met, Miss Evangelist Dancy down in North Carolina. I mean, this is a hardworking lady. This woman is helping to bring the Release Your Inner Power Women's Conference, and men can come to down to the North Carolina area. I said we were going on tour, but that's not my big announcement. You got to stay tuned. It's coming. It's coming. I promise you. But she is down there working on that. They have a prayer breakfast going on this Saturday, February the 5th, as a fundraiser of sort to support the Release Your Inner Power retreat. We're coming to a hotel down there, North Carolina, sometime in late June, possibly July, but we're shooting for June. And I also know that our wonderful dear friend, Miss Kiva, is also looking to bring the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat / Conference Convention down to Nashville, Tennessee. So we're looking for more cities to contact me, and you just let me know, and we will be there to empower women and men if they want to show up. But I really feel that I got a word for the women. So no matter what has happened in your life, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are, you know, I know a lot of people, you got it going on, and that's wonderful, that's good. Maybe you want to take your life to another level. Well, we have something coming right here to the Coach Melissa Show. Starting February. Well, this is February. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is going to empower you, empower you, empower you. Also, I want to give a shout out to my former boss of sorts, Miss Diane Anglin. Awesome, awesome woman. She was one of the persons who did approve me to do volunteer work with the women in the halfway house that has turned into a part-time per diem case manager job that's now my training, full-time training position that gave me a real start and foothold into the credentialized training position. So thank you, Miss Diane Anglin. She's now the vice president of a women's treatment center and doing big, big, big things. Love you, and shout out to you for all the support that you give to Coach Melissa and the Release Your Inner Power seminars and conferences that we do right here in the state of New Jersey, where we will be going to homeless shelters this weekend. We're going to homeless shelter. And by the way, for those of you who are free this Friday, make your way over to the Greater Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where I will be delivering a life-changing message to young women to empower them to take their lives by the bullhorns and to master it and to do something great with their lives. So I will be there, and we have other wonderful, wonderful things coming up. Now, some of you have been waiting for a minute. Yes, Paul. So Paul says he guessed that it is the release of the movie. All right, now, the bio picture of the year. Well, Paul, that's not my big, big, big announcement, Paul, but I like that. That's a good try. And again, if you are on the switchboard, you think you know what my big surprise is, call in 347-945-7991. And if you're on the phone lines, just hit the number one key. The suspense is mounting. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm only going to keep you waiting just a little bit longer. Now, today is February the 1st. Now, I hope you all that were, if you tuned in yesterday, or even if you went back and you listened to the archives, you had an assignment. You were to look over the past 31 days to see what you got done. What did you accomplish? What goals did you set? What goals did you set and you not achieve? What happened? Where did you drop the ball? and what do you need to do so that you can set the kind of goals that you can achieve. Remember, you have to set SMART goals. They must be specific, measurable, attainable. They must be realistic, and you must have a time limit to it. Somebody said that a goal is a dream with a deadline. See, you can say, oh, I'm dreaming of this, this, or that. But until you put a deadline to it, you may never get it done. And this is where I heard another motivational empowerment coach. He did it like this. Now, how many of you are trying to do something? I mean, really, no, I'm serious here now. Let's just take a serious moment for a minute. How many of you are trying to do something, and you've been trying and trying, and it's just not working? Do you know people like that? They're trying to do this. There's some who are trying to go back to school, trying to start that business, there are some people even trying to get married, and some are trying to get unmarried. Well, believe it or not, it does happen. But how many of you know people that are trying? Well, so this is what we know about people who are trying. Do you know any people like that? They're trying to get that promotion. Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Coach Lalisa Show. Rhythms with information with a rhythm, y'all. This is what I'm talking about. You gotta have information with a rhythm. Well, I hope you tuned in for my big surprise. I didn't announce it yet, so you still got time. I'm waiting for a few more people to call in because individuals have contacted me yesterday via the cell phone, and they said that they wanted to hear my big announcement. It is humongous, and you don't want to miss it. You're going to love it. It's going to happen for the month of February, something so awesome, never, ever been done on Blog Talk Radio. Spectacular, something new. Now, back to my point about individuals. If you're trying to do it, yes, you've been away a bit, but we're glad you're back, Lisa. And we know you got some exciting information to share with us, so we can't wait to get you back on the line. We've been doing more investigation about that bullying in the workplace. And remember, y'all, we were talking for a long time about that. We had 4 shows. Go back to the archives. I see now other people are talking about this on their radio shows. And, I tell you, I love being a leader of things, and so I don't have to be first all the time, but it is something that is, it's kind of nice. It's kind of cool. But nonetheless, I know people are doing that, and, we do get a lot of archive listens. But here's the thing. I went to work the Monday after we finished up on Friday. What do you know it? The company that we hired to do our employee assistance program, they've launched a free webinar, Bullying in the Workplace. I tell you, I could have fell out my chair. So I'm going to definitely do that webinar. It's absolutely free. It's happening next week. I can't wait. Or the week after, February the 12th. I'm going to be right there, y'all, taking notes. And then I'm going to call them up and get more involved because, anyway. Now, what I was saying, Patricia in the chat room now. Good morning. Your internet was down. Yeah. Now here's the thing. You know those people that are trying, and maybe you're trying to do something. I know I was trying to do some things, but you know what we tell people? It doesn't work. Here, you want to, okay, take a piece of paper, all of those of you who can. Now, if you're driving your car, don't do this, please. If you're driving and you're listening and you're in the car, please, this excludes you. But everybody else, I need you to take a piece of paper. I'm going to give you a second. Take a piece of paper. Go ahead. Just grab any piece of paper. It could be a bill. It could be a letter. It could be, a receipt. It could be part of a notepad. It could be the newspaper. It could be any kind of paper you want, your choice. Take that piece of paper. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to lay that piece of paper down on the floor near your feet, somewhere near your feet. Lay it within reach, right there near your feet. Just lay it down. If you're laying in the bed, just lay it alongside of you. So I know some of you, this is kind of early in the morning, and so you're listening to this show and you haven't gotten up yet, and that's okay. Now, what I want you to do, you two hope, you can stop that press for a minute. Mr. Johnny or whoever's coming in to get their clothes, they're not going to come in within this next minute. So, Hope, I need you to do this. You need to, that's Hope Harper in Cincinnati, right there at Custom Care Dry Cleaners. I need you to do the exercise as well. Now, I want you to take a sheet of paper. Yeah, take one of those cleaning tickets. If somebody's tickets are coming in to get your clothes later. I want you to take that piece of paper. I want you to lay it on the floor somewhere near you. Now, listen to me good. You've got to hear the instructions loud and clear. I want you to lay the piece of paper down. You did that. Now, I want you to try and pick the paper up. Go ahead. Try and pick the paper up. Now, how many of you have it in your hand? Okay, well, then you didn't follow the instructions. I said I want you to try and pick it up. Don't pick it up. Just try to pick it up. Now, do it again. So lay it back down. Now, I want you to try and pick it up. Is it in your hand? No. I need you talking to me in the chat room now because you're supposed to be doing this exercise. I need you to actually do this. That's right, Paul. Yes. Yes, that's right. Put the paper down, and I want you to try to pick it up. Don't pick it up because then you're not following instructions. Now, if you're not following instructions, now I know why your life could be a mess because you got to follow instructions. That's important. So I said, try to pick it up. Now, for those of you who are trying to pick it up, is anything happening? No. That's right, Patricia. And that's what our lives are like. When we try to do things, nothing happens. Absolutely nothing when we try. That's right. When you picked it up, you because you did it. Now I want you to pick it up. Go ahead. Now I want you to pick it up. Pick it up. Take it in your hand. Pick it up. I didn't say try. I said pick it up. Now what happens? It's in your hand. You see the difference in just trying to do something and doing it. When you try, nothing happens. So I want you to stop trying to do things and stop using that language, which is actually a part of a new book that I'm releasing this year. Stop trying to do things. You will never do it. You've got to do it. You got it, Pat? You got to do it. Stop telling yourself, I'm going to try to start a business. I'm going to try to go back to school. I'm going to try to raise my kids right. I'm going to try to have a better marriage. I'm going to try to meet somebody new. I'm going to try to go to the store today. I'm going to try to get an A in school. I'm going to try to do my homework. Stop trying. Just do it. And stop using that language. Every time. See, the subconscious mind only knows to do what you tell it. So when you tell your brain, I'm trying to go to school, I'm trying, what that means is that you're just trying. You're not doing it, though, but you're trying. It won't ever get done. So you got to speak in the affirmative. You got to speak in the already. You got to say, I'm going to school. And I'm actually nearly finished. So one example that the young lady shared was, go ahead, call the college, the school, whatever, the job, the company, the bank, and you tell the bank, I have a business, and I know I'm going to get the loan, and I just need you to tell me what's the steps in the paper, what's the paperwork process, what do I need to do? You see, I know this works. I tried it a million times. Well, actually, I didn't try it. I actually did it. And I remember when I was in school, it worked so well. It's beautiful, I'm telling you. The subconscious mind only knows to do what you tell it. So if you tell it you're trying, you'll never get it done. But if you tell it it's a done deal, it's done. I'll never forget my mother. I have so many examples. But my mother, I remember we were down in Tampa, Florida. We were there to go to the Dr. Juanita Bynum conference. She was having a Christian women's conference. It was called Going to the Third Dimension. And we were there, my sister Beverly, my mother, the three of us went back in 2002. And we were there, and we were in the hotel room, and they had services that started at, I believe, 5 a.m. So So that meant we had to be up at 3 a.m. because there were about 15 to 20,000 women there. And you had to get, you know, everybody wanted to get there first. And so we would, my sister and I, it was about a four-day conference. And my sister and I, we would get up early. And, you know, my mother, she was like, no, I'll meet y'all for the 12 o'clock service, you know. And we would get up and get dressed and we'd be running over there. And so one morning we were up and we were chit-chatting because now we were like 2 days into the conference. And, I mean, it was powerful. You can't even imagine. Just, I mean, 20,000 women pressing into the third ram. You're talking about no limits. And with Dr. Juanita Bynum's, oh, let me tell you. And so you're talking about a motivator. This woman can motivate you. And so here we were down there. We were talking about how we were going to get there early and whatever, whatever, and how we were going to this third round. We're going to the next dimension and blah, blah, blah. And my mother, we thought she was asleep, right, because we were trying to not talk too loud. And my mother just turned over and said, what if I told you you were already there? And me and Beverly looked at each other. We went, oh, my God. It hit us like, boy, you see, that's when I learned the meaning of the word. That hit my spirit. Woo! That hit my spirit like a ton of bricks. And, yes, InfoRhythms, this is the first day of Black History Month. I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's right in line with my big, 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 big surprise announcement coming in just a minute. But let me just finish the story. And so here she says that. What if I told you you were already there? Now, just 3 years later, my mother passed away. But every single day since she said that, Beverly and I noticed where things we had hoped for and wished for, it was already done. And so this was amazing. But she had that mindset all along. You have to already be there. But my mother read, you know, Dr., you know, Wayne Dyer was one of her favorites. And so she was already into the subconscious mind thinking. And she already, my mother was a motivational speaker and workshop leader. So she already was into that type of mindset anyway and positive thinking. So, you know, I didn't know that at the time. I knew she was different, but I didn't know what was different about my mother. But, you know, she was already able to speak positive things into you, knowing that the seed would be planted and then later there would be this harvest, right? So here I'm saying to you, speak it. The subconscious mind will do what you tell it. So if you tell it that you're just thinking about doing it, I'm just trying to do it. Don't try. Actually do it. And so another time when I had this opportunity to just go on and do it was when I started college. The first day of school, the professor would go around the room asking different people what they, you know, their name, you know, that kind of introduction thing, and then they would come to me. By the time they got to me, they would say, well, you know, tell us who you are and what it is you're here for, whatever. And I would plainly say, my name is Lalisa J. Williams, and I'm here to get an A in this class. And I used to think that they gave me the A just because I was so bold to say that on the first day, you know. But I actually did the work, no doubt. But here's the thing, you know, you got to know going in the door that you are a success. So anyway, that's my big surprise for today, is to get you in the mindset that you got to do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop trying to do it. Stop saying you're trying. Get rid of the word, I'm trying. I want you to get rid of the word, I'm trying. Okay, so what all do we have going? Yes, in the chat room. Okay, Pat said, stop trying and just do it. That's right. Paul says, Yoda in Star Wars. That's right. That's what he said. There is no try. There is only do or don't do. Absolutely right, Paul Karazi. I know I'm not saying your name exactly right, but you will correct me. Give me some phonics in the chat room. Yes, InfoWidow says, remembering my mom who always said, don't try, do. Absolutely. At least out in California, wonderful. The only thing that beats a failure is a try, which is a prelude to success. All right now, today is the first day of Black History Month. Yes, it is. It's the shortest month of the year, but it holds the most informative power. That is so true, so true. InfoRhythm said, do in honor of those who did before us. Yes, yes, we honor our mother. We welcome the other guests to the chat room. I hope you tuned in for my big, big surprise. It is coming. Okay, I hope you have your hand up. I think you have a question or a comment. Hope, what's your comment? You're welcome to the Coach Willisa.
Thank you, Coach Willisa. Good morning. I tell you, I just had to pull myself back together. You broke me down with that. What if I tell you you were already there? You just broke me down, sis. Today, my husband and I celebrate 4 years of being in business, February the 1st, and it was not a big deal because, you know, you always want, you want that fifth year or you want that sixth or tenth or whatever, but just sitting here tagging in clothes and it just listening, it's just like, wow, it's just amazing, you know, and I just had to give thanks to God. You allowed me to release my gratitude and my appreciation to God because God has done it, you know, not he's doing it, but he already done it. It's already done, and you just allowed me to release that emotion that was kind of pent up for some reason because it is truly amazing. And so I just want to thank you for your show today.
Oh, you are welcome. God bless you. And that woman that said that, it was your mother too. And for those of you who are listening and you don't know, but yes, this is my baby sister, youngest family, youngest sibling. And so we are awesome, so thankful, proud for you, and so proud of what you're doing there, holding it down, holding down your own full-service dry cleaning business. So it's a success. You're not trying to be a success. You're doing it. So when you talk to people, customers, if you go back on the Lincoln Ware show and individuals, you meet them at the restaurant, at the grocery store, the post office, wherever you see them, and they say, how's the business? How's things going? Don't say, I'm trying to make it. I'm doing it. It is a done deal. We must change our language. And that's what I believe that my mother left us with. And she died, like I said, just 3 years later. And we had no idea because she died of a massive heart attack. She wasn't ill. She wasn't going back and forth. She laid in the hospital. But I believe she left with a legacy of empowerment. How could I not be an empowerment coach? People ask me, why do I do this? How do I do it? How could I not do it? This was what my mother left me. She said, what if I told you I was already, you're already there? That's empowerment of the, that's the highest level of empowerment. That's the highest level of motivation. It's to look somebody in the eye with confidence and tell them it is already done. You are already a success. You're already a millionaire. Not trying to be a millionaire. You're not trying to be great. You are a millionaire. You are great. And the moment we realize that, that's when our lives will explode. I talk about that in my book, Release Your Power. That's when your life will explode, is when you already know it. When you know that it's not something you're trying to do and that you've always been that. So we thank you for your comment. I hope we know that you're there working and you are doing it every day. Congratulations on your fourth year anniversary. I wanted to be there. But we know that we're coming, and when we come, we're going to still celebrate 4 years. It's been awesome to watch the four-year development. See, we've watched the development. So we hope that you got everything, you know, shining brightly, and all the customers, you have a little for them extra special this month, being that it is Black History Month and that you're celebrating 4 years, and that you happen to be Black. You just so happen to be Black, you know, just by way. And so we congratulate and celebrate you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to put you back on hold. And anyone, if you're in the Cincinnati area, go and stop by and visit Custom Care Dry Cleaners located at 8876 Coleraine Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. And guess what? Tell them the Coach Lalisa sent you, and you will get a 5% discount or something. So there you have it. There you have it. Now, also, good morning and welcome to my good friend, Miss Elaine Haskins, who has a powerful program. She has a dynamic. Oh, my goodness. You want to bring her in and do something with your people. She will dance them into happiness and deliverance. You'll never be the same. Wonderful. Okay. All right. Kiriazi. I knew I was sick. There you go. Kiriazi. Okay, I think I got it right that time. Yes. Okay, that's right, InfoRhythm. Okay, speaking it into existence. And here's the thing, it's already there. You're just speaking it into existence in your life. It's here. Okay, it is done. It's a done deal. It is here. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All that is already here. And we're just speaking it to show up in our specific realm. And so, you know, positive, she says, just as people dwell on the negative and wonder why things linger, they're trying to turn it. See, we can't try to turn it. We turn it. We get rid of the word T-R-Y. Now, for those of you who have tuned in for my big announcement, well, the hour is winding down, and I want to make sure I get my big announcement before the end of the show. Don't forget, for those of you who need help writing your book, don't try to get your book done. Get it done. Contact me right away so I can plug you in to the seminar so that you can get your book done this year. Because when I launch my 8 new books this year, don't stand around talking about I tried to do one. No, you don't try. You do it. Stop trying. If I find any of y'all trying past the day, I'm going to look at you real strange. I really am. Why are you trying when I've told you, giving you the example? You had the exercise. Just look at, every time you look at a piece of paper, that ought to stop you. See, that's like a person trying to get in shape, but you just drive past the gym. You see, how you going to try? You trying to, yes, right, that's, you're going to try. And you, guess what? You're going to be trying 40 years from now. You don't try to get in shape, you get in shape. Same thing with those who want to read the Bible. I'm trying to read. You ain't trying to. Guess what? You're never going to read it. You're never going to read it. But now we don't do that when it comes to television. You never hear somebody say, oh, I'm trying to watch TV. No, I'm watching TV. You know, people say, well, I'm going to try to watch a movie tonight. No. They say, oh, I'm going to watch blah, blah, blah. See, we know when to take rid of it. We know when to get rid of that word try. But what I want us to do is get rid of it totally, period, forever. Forever. Buried in the ground, gone. History, c'est la vie. Have a, you know, if you need to have a burial service for it, do that. Send out the funeral announcements. Bury it. Invite your friends if that's what you need to do. Whatever it takes. As a matter of fact, you know what? You people with family members and children and whatnot, that's what I'm talking about. Why don't you, and probably siblings too, because a lot of us, that's why we're not anywhere in life, because we've been trying. We've been trying to get ahead in life. We've been trying to be a success. That's why you're not. So what you need to do is invite all your children, all your siblings, your cousins, your whoever you're around. Because if you're talking to try me people, get rid of them, I'm telling you. Don't call, if y'all try me, don't call me. I'm talking about you trying to do something, because you know I'm going to blast you. But in a loving way. I'm going to blast you with love. I'm going to, now see, the mother love taught me something yesterday. I'm going to blast you with love because you know I love you. Anybody who gets up at this time of morning, every morning, trust me, that's love, okay? So, but we don't try it. We do it. Now, you have your little situation. Call them over. Give them a piece of paper. Let them write down all the stuff they've been trying to do. I'm trying to go back to school. I'm trying to get a job. I'm trying to... How are you going to try? You know what? You know, I'm sorry. I gotta drop anchor there for a minute. You know, for all the people that's trying to get a job, stop, and this, I'm going to use this word with love, stop lying to yourself. You're not trying to get a job. Stop saying that. There's no such thing as trying to get a job. There's no such thing. I can honestly say that. Having been a woman that went to jail, having been a woman that has a criminal background, and that but that has at the same time was in the United States Navy, worked for Continental Airlines, worked for Essex County College, you stop, you're not trying, okay? If I can get a job, anybody can, no. You're not trying to get a job. What you're trying to do, you may be trying to get a particular kind of a job, but you're not trying to get a job. Because if you were trying to get a job, you'd already be working at McDonald's, Dressbarn, Target, Walmart. All those places are hiring every day. Because you know what? Every day somebody quits those jobs. You never see people, I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to get fired. No, you keep on doing that, you will get fired. But, yeah, no, you don't stop trying to get a job. Stop trying. That's why you don't have one. All these people trying to get a job, that's why you don't have one, because you're trying to get one. Stop trying and just go get one. Now, you may want a better one. That's well, a lot of us are in that boat. You may want a different one. May not even be better, just different. Sometimes, you know, you don't leave jobs because of the pay. Sometimes we want to do something different. Some of you are like me. I like variety. I don't typically like doing things that is not my passion for longer than a year. Now, if it's my passion, I could do it forever. See, things that are your passion, you can do forever. But things that I just enjoy or things that I like, the lifespan of that for me is anywhere from 2 hours. 2 hours to 2 years. See, but when it's your passion, when it's, you know, it's that your passion, the only way I can say it, when it's your passion or your purpose. When it's your passion or your purpose, well, then you can do that forever, and you'll never get tired. You'll never tire from that. But things that we just enjoy doing or things that we just like doing, see, for me, the lifespan is very short, but for you, the lifespan could be longer. I mean, I actually know people. And I don't know if you know people like this, but I know people who have been on jobs for 35 years, and they hate every minute of it. I don't know if y'all know people like that, but I do. I've met them. I've talked to them. I've even questioned them. Why? And mostly it's because of the salary. Those were jobs that had a decent salary, and they had very good benefits. I've had people tell me, well, I can't leave because of the health care benefits. Well, I guess not, because you're so sick, because you hate what you're doing. You got a lot of health care issues. But, you know, take somebody like me who, once I fall out of love, I do just like a lot of people do in their relationships. Once the love gone, they die. It's like seeing you, they don't care if you had a baby. They don't care if you know, they was living, you know, had set up house with you. They don't even care if they married you. Once the love is gone, they're gone. Goodbye. They can't even stay there. Well, that's how I am when it comes to jobs. Hey, once I fall out of love, once the honeymoon is over, look for the Lisa to be gone. Look for me to be gone. But the things that are my passion, that's my purpose in life, I can do it forever, such as teaching. I've been doing that now since 2000, well, actually since 98. It was 1998 when I first walked into a classroom, and that was to teach the GED class at the Nutley High School. They had a night, Essex County College was running a night school there, and I was the GED teacher. And the reason I took that job is because I didn't want to say, I'm trying to teach. You know, people come to me, oh, can you help me get on? I'm trying to be a college professor. Well, no. You start from the bottom like everybody else. A lot of people, they see me teaching at Essex County College. I didn't start there. I started teaching a GED class in Nutley at the night school. See, some people don't realize. They don't know your background. They don't know where you've been until how you got to where you are. They just want to be where you are, and it doesn't work that way. But so I try to help people. So that's what you do. And therefore, you don't need a degree to do that. You can teach in a GED class just about anywhere. You might need to at least have a bachelor's or an associate degree. But if you really wanted to teach at a college, you would go and teach some of their non-credit type courses like the GED program. And so from the GED program, you see people see your, they, one, they can see your skill, That's how you show off your skill. And then they can see your level of dedication and commitment, and they say to themselves, wow, if you went all the way out, this is what I said, you went all the way out to Nutley for us when other people didn't want to do it, and you didn't have a great classroom, it wasn't a wonderful setting, you went all the way out there for 2 years. I did that for 2 years. So when something opened up in the colleges, I mean, yeah, we're going to give that to her. And so when the special programs department was hiring for people to teach some of their courses, I put my name in for that, and they said, sure, because you're already teaching there. We already know what you can do. Similar, when I did get my master's degree and I went to the business department, as a matter of fact, I never gave them a degree. I gave them the letter from Fairleigh Dickinson that said, you've graduated with an MBA, and they hired me that next month. I've been teaching there ever since. As a matter of fact, I was a little put out when they came to me this semester and told me I had to give them transcripts. I'm thinking, I've been teaching there since 2003, and you're asking me for transcripts? Didn't I give them to you already? But when I thought back on it, no, I had never given it to them, because they hired me based on, again, having did their GED classes, didn't work for special programs, and now, you know, hey. So anyway, that's just, again, don't try, do it. Now, I know you're waiting for the big, big, big suspense, so I'm still taking guesses. Okay, Pat, no, you didn't miss the big announcement yet, Pat. Settle down, settle down. You know, didn't you hear what Paul said yesterday? I'm the Alfred Hitchcock of radio, internet radio. I'm keeping you in suspense. It's the big, big, big secret that I have that I'm laying out today, and I'm going to play my suspenseful music just one more time. Okay, I think I've kept you in suspense long enough. All right, Pat, no, baby, you didn't miss the big announcement. It's coming. You've been waiting all week. I know. Paul, what kind of award can I get for having kept this suspense up? Hey, good morning, Hypno Solutions. You got any solutions? Welcome, welcome, guests. I know you come for the big announcement. You're just in time. I did not make the big announcement yet. I've announced several things, like a couple of books coming out. We've had a big epiphany in terms of we're no longer using the word T-R-Y. I don't even want to say it. I just got to spell it. T-R-Y. We're no longer using that. It's done. It is already done. You're not T-R-Y-I-N-G anything. You are D-O-I-N-G doing, because the subconscious mind only goes in one direction. So if you give it whatever you give it, it's going to run with that. So you see, now I know why people were calling me Dr. already. I'm Dr. Lalisa J. Williams. I'm no longer PhD candidate. See, that already denotes I'm trying. Mm-mm. It's done. I'm Dr. Please. From now on, you can go on, excuse me, and refer to me as Dr. Lalisa J. Williams. I get it now. See, you ain't the only one getting stuff here. This show is not just for you. Okay? I'm getting it too. Hey, guess what? I had to drop the piece of paper on the floor as well. Listen, it's done. I'm Dr. Lalisa J. Williams. Now, if you think that's foolish to call me Dr. Lalisa J. Williams, then fine. Then continue to call me Coach Lalisa. But I am Dr. Lalisa J. Williams, PhD from Capella University in Training and Performance Improvement. And some of you know, on Friday, I'll be at the job fair in Jersey City, at Jersey City State College, and I'll have my company information there, hiring people for my company. See, I'm telling y'all, that's where I'm moving. Now, That's not the big announcement. That's the big epiphany. Okay, it's like, wake up, oh people, wake up. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. We got to get this. This is what it is. All right? Now, so for those of you who have little children, I need you to take them to the store or go to one of those, wardrobe shops, dress them up in a cap and gown, and have the graduation with them. Send out the invitation, blah, blah, blah. Have the graduation. And then back them up to the beginning and say, okay, now, this is how you're going to get there. Show them the end. And that's what Stephen Covey was talking about. Begin with the end in mind. We got the end in mind, all right. We see it. It's a done deal. Now, also, like I said, get those children together. Get those family members together. Invite them over. And you're going to have the funeral and send out the funeral announcement. Do the obituary. I mean, go all the way if you got to. Put it in the paper and say, this is a... Welcome to the funeral of Try. We are burying Try. You got to get all your family members on board with this. I'm telling you, if you're ever going to live the prosperous life, the abundant life, you've got to get rid of the word Try. Even the word says that faith is the substance of what you're hoping for, so therefore, even hope has substance to it. You see, hope is the answer. Hope is a thing. Hope is the thing you want. Hope isn't hoping to get there. It didn't say faith is the substance of the things you're hoping for. Faith is hope. You got to have it already. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Listen, H-O-P-E, already done. It is done. The only people that don't know it might be you. So now you know. Okay, we only have just a few minutes left. I got to get to my big surprise. I'm running out of time. And I would really hate to wait until tomorrow because some of y'all probably would expect. But good morning. Good morning, area code. I'm getting some feedback, but you're on the air. You have a comment or a question?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Angela Stein. Good morning. Angela Stein is here.
Good morning. Yes.
I wanted to comment on what you had said, your mom said.
Yes, go right ahead.
I love what your mom said. We all know that gifts is from God because most Christian moms can see what's in their children. And your gift and visions come from God. And anything that God requires of you, it requires God. And we know that nothing is impossible with him, so we don't need to try. We must do, because it requires God. If he gave it to us and it's in us, we just have to do, step out on faith and do. So your mom saw that. We are already there. It's already in us. We just have to bring it out. And that's what I wanted to comment on this morning.
Well, you commented on it.
Hey, it was beautiful. I enjoy listening to you. You're so awesome. And I love the motivation that you're giving out to each and every person, because you're bringing out the best in them, letting them know that they can walk in their vision. They don't have to just talk it. They can walk it. And that is so awesome. So now I'm waiting on the big surprise.
I have to wait just two minutes. But it's coming. As a matter of fact, who are on the computer, who can also see it. You can see the big surprise. You can see it right now. Those of you on the computer, go to your let's see, but I'm going to make it. So I'll put you on hold, and I will continue with so much. Definitely talk later. Okay, great. Well, y'all, that was Miss Virginia Dancy, and she is calling from North Carolina. She's the awesome woman that I told you about. And I said that she's bringing the conference down, to North Carolina. So you want to stay tuned for that. But my big announcement is being launched. If you're on the air right now, big announcement is being launched on Blog Talk. I mean, right there on Facebook. Here it is. Here it is. The suspense is over. It's over. It's over. It's launched right now. If you are on Facebook, that means you can see it in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bam. There it is. If you're on Facebook, run quickly to my profile, and you will see my big announcement. Okay, now, for those of you who are not on the Internet, and so therefore you cannot see it, let me go on and break the news to you right now. Okay, she said, okay, Lori, help me. Got to get the kids to school, waiting on coach's news. Oh, can't find the keys. Okay, Pat, don't worry. I'll make sure you get the news later. Yes, okay, here's the big announcement. Here it is, because I know some of y'all about to fall asleep waiting on it. The big announcement. I got to take my time with it, but if you're on Facebook, you already see it. If you're on Facebook and you see the big announcement, please go ahead and make a comment in the comment section of the big announcement. Now, here it is. Coming to you live in living color to the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio all month long, every Monday beginning February the 7th. We have coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio for the entire month of February, Living the James Bond Lifestyle. Yay! That's my big announcement. Never before has a film director, a Hollywood film director that is, who's now living in Tokyo, Japan, teamed up with a little black girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, Ohio. Never before have you seen an awesome team like this on Blog Talk Radio. It is going to hit the airwaves. I got a feeling that I'll be getting a phone call from Oprah by next week. Hollywood film director teams up, little girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, on Blog Talk Radio to launch the James Bond Lifestyle starting February the 7th. The topic, 21 Rules of the Bond Lifestyle. Remember James Bond? He was suave, he was cool, he was rich, he had all the great relationships. We're not talking about the killing, we're not talking about all this illicit sex, we're not talking about all that. We're talking about the coolness of it, how sharp he was, and how he overcame every challenge and situation. Do it too. We have just 67 seconds left. Come back tomorrow. We'll finish the topic. This is developed by Mr. Paul Cariazzi. All right. You going to meet him face to face in person. You've heard us saying good morning to him. And who knew? I had no idea when he first tuned into the show. Being a big-time film director from Hollywood, has dealt with all types of film greats that he's going to be able to tell you more about. He's coming on the show. I will do a similar to what we do on Wednesday with Mr. Versi Walker. I'll open up the show for 10 minutes or so, and then he will take it away, and he will put forth a four-part series every Monday starting February the 7th. This is my huge, huge, big announcement. I told you it was big, 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 big. Here you have Tokyo, Japan, Coach LaLisa. I always wanted to go international, wanted to go to Japan. Look at God. Now we're going to have the instructions. the James, living the James Bond lifestyle. Go tell everybody that Tokyo comes to Newark. Tell everybody Japan comes to Newark. Mr. Paul Cariazzi, awesome, awesome film director, movie maker. He's got the connections. Let me tell you, listen, I plan to be in Hollywood soon, y'all. And, well, I didn't even have to go. Hollywood came to me. And so, therefore, stop trying to do stuff. Just do it. You couldn't have told me that 3 years ago when I started this show that I would one day be partnering up on Black History Month of all months. You see, remember, Dr. Martin Luther King said that one day I have a dream that little white boys and little black kids, little white kids and little white kids would sit down together. Here you have white male sitting down with black woman partnering in a show. It is awesome. It is amazing. I can't believe how God did it. You can't. You got to be here. You've got to be here every Monday. I know you already have to be here every Wednesday, but now you got to be here every Monday to look at this dynamic, this dynamism that God has brought forth. Power for your life. Well, that's all we had time. That's all we have time for today. Check us out again tomorrow, and we'll be back with more on this new big announcement. It's been great. It's been real, and you got to keep moving on up. Don't try. Stop trying. Do it. I want you to do it. We'll see you back tomorrow. And Coach Judy.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.